also, like many people across the country, following the Illinois gubernatorial race. This is from Friday's Washington Post. A Republican lawmaker trying to unseat Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner is standing by a campaign ad that has been blasted as racist and homophobic. State Representative Jeannie Ives, a social and fiscal conservative, said the ad that began airing this weekend illustrated the GOP governor's chosen constituents based on the policy choices he made. The ad features actors portraying, among others, a transgender woman, an African Chicago Teachers Union member, and a woman wearing a pink hat associated with the women's marches. Advocacy groups and people from both parties quickly condemned the ad as divisive and misleading. Ives is a three-term legislator from Chicago's suburb of Wheaton, decided to challenge Rauner in March the 20th primary after he angered conservatives on such base issues as the abortion bill. In the Chicago Tribune, Rick Pearson noted that the Illinois Republican Party chairman, Tim Schneider, released a statement that said, in part, there is no place in the Illinois Republican Party for rhetoric that attacks our fellow Illinoisans. He called on her to pull it down. And Kate Shepard in Politico comments that it's racist, sexist, and transphobic. The ad begins with those people, a woman wearing a pink hat, a black female Chicago Teachers Union member, a white person with red hair with a mask pulled over in his face. He's talking about the sanctuary city or state status that Illinois enjoys. And the ad opens like this.
Stay tuned for a special message.
We want to say thank you.
Thank you, Bruce Rauner.
Thank you for signing legislation that lets me use the girls' bathroom.
Thank you for making all Illinois families pay for my abortions.
Thank you, Bruce Rauner, for opposing law enforcement and making Illinois a sanctuary state for illegal immigrant criminals.
Thank you, Bruce Rauner, for the taxpayer bailout of Exelon with the largest electricity rate hike in U.S. history.
Thank you.
Jeannie Ives, that's her ad, and she joins us now on WGN Radio. And we very much appreciate it. Jeannie, thanks for joining us. Hi.
Thank you for having me on, John. I appreciate the time with you.
Well, what's your just first reaction to the reaction to the ad?
Well, I'm quite frankly a little bit surprised at the overreaction to the ad. That ad is a policy ad. Then everything is absolutely the truth in that ad. Look, Governor Rauner put in taxpayer funding of abortion on demand through all 9 months. Governor Rauner made us a sanctuary state. Governor Rauner bailed out a multi-billion-dollar public utility company. Governor Rauner signed legislation saying that you can change your birth certificate willy-nilly, giving you access then to female locker rooms. Governor Rauner bailed out Chicago teacher pension funds. Everything in that ad is the truth, and apparently people find the truth offensive. You know, I listened to what you said about what Tim Schneider's comments. Well, I'll tell you what, the only one that is targeted in that ad is Governor Rauner himself, and it's because he made policy choices that are out of step with the Republican Party platform.
And to be fair, right, Schneider, the party chairman, even though he's and the party chairman has sort of been against you from the get-go. I mean, he's been on board with Bruce Rauner.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Having said all of that, there is the reaction. So would you change it, or are you still comfortable with, I mean, that's your ad, and this is how people are reacting, and if we don't get it or if you don't like the reaction, it is what it is. Do you wish the ad were different?
The ad was, look, we had thought about this concept of the thank you, Bruce Rauner, as a parody on him doing his governor's thanking Mike Madigan. So we think it's absolutely, clever. Honestly, if this were a skit on Saturday Night Live as a spoof against what National Review has called the worst Republican governor in America, folks would have found it really, kind of clever.
But it's one thing.
That's what it is. And so we're not taking it down. And it was going to it's going to run through this week. And it's an accurate depiction, again, of the policies Bruce Rauner put into effect. That's all the ad is. It's a policy ad.
I get that. I'm not sure, though, that it's the policies that people are objecting to as much as it is the imagery. And
was the woman who portrayed a trans woman a genuine trans person?
I think that they were actors, but the point of it, you know, and they were all, as far as I know, they were actors, but... You know, are you telling me that there's not black women in that are teachers?
No, let's do no. Hold on. Let's do that one first. So here's a guy with stubble on his face, long hair, makeup, trying to dress up like a girl, and he says, "Thanks, Bruce Rauner. Now I have access to the female locker room." It plays off of you know what the problem with that is, imagery wise. You're comfortable with that. You endorse that actor. You endorse the way that ad has been put together. You're still comfortable with that message and the way that the message was presented. Is that right?
Listen, that's actually the policies the governor.
I know it's the policy, Jeannie.
No,
you know that.
No, listen to me. I know that, John. John, calm down. John, here's the deal. The policy that he put in that lets you willy-nilly change the designation on your birth certificate from one gender to another and back if you care to, without having anything done other than a psychologist signing off on it, means that literally anybody can decide to change their birth certificate and therefore have access to...
And what will happen then, Jeannie? You know, not only is that... arguably not true, but let's forget that.
True, so though,
sure. So willy-nilly, I'm just going to get a certificate and go, now I get to go into the women's locker room. Fine. I'm giving you that point. So then what happens when these people with, you know, one-day-old beards go into the locker room? Play it out for me, Jeannie. What's that fear?
No, look here. It's an accurate depiction of his policies. And the truth is that here's what's happening in this area. You can follow the New York Post article where they essentially, in an elementary school, absolutely, they shut down a father-daughter dance because the trans right community didn't like it. That's what ends up happening when you take this down this road.
I don't think that's
so,
an answer to my question, but okay, I'll think about that.
Can I go in a different direction, Representative?
Right.
You're coming into money. You know, you had another $2 million donation, I think, over the weekend, and a big ad on the... on the Super Bowl, a biographical ad. I was with people, and the women in particular said, "You know, I don't know this woman. Look at this. This looks..." And they were intrigued by you.
I thought it was a really good ad.
So
when I saw on TV.
And so my question though is that those are voters that you might have gotten who you lose with this ad, and I just wonder if that was all part of the equation when you developed this ad, or you came into the money, came up with the biographical ad later. I guess my question is, do you still think you can win by alienating those would-be voters and just going to that core who might be moved by the trans issues and things like that?
Listen, we're making the case to everybody about the policy choices that Governor Rauner made. And we are making this to first Republican primary voters. But I will tell you the concerns that are depicted in that ad are also concerns of a number of Democrats that reside in the state. We've had really positive responses on both ads.
But can you win?
We have two things, but you know what? I'll give you a little insight to our strategy and what we know.
Oh, good.
From this race, because we have 6 weeks to move voters and let them know who I am and also let them understand that the policies Rauner has put in place. So it's a twofold thing that we have to accomplish.
I guess my question is,
introduce myself, and we have to inform them of Rauner's betrayals of our party's platform.
Is your arithmetic?
So you're right.
Though,
it's tough.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I do apologize. I don't mean to interrupt you. But so is your campaign arithmetic though that you can unseat Rauner with only the votes that with only the voters who are encouraged by that trans ad? I guess that's it. Wouldn't you need to cast a wider net, or can you win just with the people who respond positively to that ad that John played?
I think that you've got a whole lot of people in the political chattering class that are disconnected from real people with real issues and that we've heard from. So we think, you know, we're running the ad because we know that people are not informed as they should be, about the policies Rauner has put in
place.
And
so then you've got to figure out how to convey that. And that's the thing that, so what Steve's talking about, what I'm hearing the two of you discuss, Jeannie, is this warm person that I think a lot of us could relate to and root for, and we get to know in one commercial, and then this other ad that it looks pretty poisonous. And how do we reconcile the two? And
okay, you know, your perception of the ad is one thing, but quite frankly, it's not poisonous. These are actually the depictions of his policies. And I know I go back to that, but that is the truth.
Okay.
That was a policy ad.
I
know
that.
What's your question, V?
Is it possible to not like the policies, but not hate the people at the same time? That's what I feel like. It feels like an attack on people.
No, this was not an attack on people.
Well, then why does the girl in the ad? All right, well, then why? Let's play. I don't have time for the whole ad, but here's just one part of the ad. This is cut two, Elif. Play cut two.
Thank you for making all Illinois families pay for my abortions.
Thank you, Governor Rauner, for having all Illinois families pay for my abortions. Why is she
why is she
wearing a pink hat?
Because it depicts those folks who at those marches were so adamant about protecting their abortion rights. Those are the folks that are going to go in and want to get those are the folks that are going to go in and access, you know, public funding of abortion. That's why.
300,000 people marched a couple of weeks ago in Chicago, 600,000 in L.A. You don't want their votes. You don't think you can win them over, right?
No, we actually do think we can win them over.
Okay.
We're not
good luck to you on that.
We are not a one-dimensional race at all. We are not a one.
No, you're just picking one dimension and ostracizing them. Let's. All right, what about this person? So the guy in the mask.
That's a majority position. Do you know it's a majority position among voters when polled? And this is a poll that had more Democrats involved than Republicans, and it's majority position that they do not want taxpayer funding of abortion.
Jeannie, you're not hearing me on this conversation. I'm not talking. You keep talking about your position, and I understand that you could win with your position. I'm talking about the way you're depicting it. That's why I called you today. I would call you either way, but it's this ad that is bothering us. And I want to just play one more part of it. This is cut three, Elif. This is the guy in the mask. He looks Caucasian, looks like he has red hair, and he says,
"Thank you, Bruce Rauner, for opposing law enforcement and making Illinois a sanctuary state for illegal immigrant criminals."
I thought if you're going to go all in, Jeannie, let's make him a person of color. He looks like he's Irish.
Yeah, he's supposed to depict Antifa.
Oh, boy, you should have... well, it's all in the reception, and I... So he's Antifa. So he's supposed to be a white racist?
Yeah,
is that?
That's what they're.
He needed a sign.
That's what they're screaming about.
Okay, no, I thought that was going to be a person of color, an immigrant that we're worried about that is seeking sanctuary here in the state.
Doesn't matter.
In the city.
Look, yeah, we are worried about that.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
I had a press conference with Brian McCann, whose brother died at the hands of an illegal immigrant criminal that Cook County released, so justice has yet to be served.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are concerned about that, including law enforcement, who are at the City Club luncheon together today, and who actually came up to me and said, "Well, I support you 100%." So they're definitely concerned about this law too.
Jeannie Ives is running for
interesting, though, is that everybody knows this is sanctuary state status, and that's because, you know, at the Democrat debate, Carol Marin, you know, asked all the Democrat candidates, "Are you okay with keeping Illinois a sanctuary state, even if it means that we're going to lose millions of dollars in federal grants?" And they all raised their hand and said that they were. So they know that it's sanctuary state, too. So this is simply, again, a policy choice that Governor Rauner has made, and we're just highlighting that.
Jeannie Ives is running for governor of Illinois. I'm worried for your side that you're going to help a Democrat get elected instead of a Republican, but I guess you're all in on this. And what I owe you, Jeannie, is another conversation that won't talk about an ad, but will more introduce our listeners to you, the person, and you, those policies. But thanks for entertaining our questions today, and I'll follow up on that at your convenience.
I would appreciate that. Thank you so much.
That's Jeannie Ives, running for governor of Illinois.